Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. This is Dr. Youngblood, and you're tuned in to the Monday broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to another great week with you on the air as we face the issues day by day. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, you can join in this dialogue and discussion at any time during the course of the radio broadcast. You can do so by dialing 401-1413. That's 904-401-1413. Get you right through to the studios so that we can have this dialogue and discussion about the issues. Looking forward to having this week with you. And by the way, on tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the city council and what they're doing in relationship to making decisions about where marijuana can be grown in our city, where it can be dispensed, how close it will be to churches and schools, and what you and I can do in trying to guide our city council as to what we would have done as we the people. So I pray that you'll tune in each day and tomorrow as we face that very vital issue that's inundating our society and will be in a very short period of time a major, major detriment to not only the city of Jacksonville, but for all of the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus said in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed." That word, by the way, indeed means truly. You're really my disciple. If you continue in my word, you're really a disciple, a follower, a learner of me. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus makes a declaratory statement in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." So when we talk about issues day by day, we're doing so based on a biblical worldview. We're doing so based on what the Scripture says, not a matter of ideology or philosophy, not a matter of denominational distinctives, or even a watered-down version of what some might say that the Scripture says, but simply, what does the Word of God say about the issue and why we should be encouraged as Christians to participate and take part? Let me remind you once again, one of the rationales behind this broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, is for us to be able to face the issue squarely, intellectually, academically, theologically, doctrinally, and biblically, without being fearful of what someone might say. Most of the time, I believe most Christians are a little timid and shy and fearful that you might hurt someone's feelings, that somehow, some way, you might say something that will step on toes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to step on toes, if you want to hurt feelings, all you got to do is just simply verbally, openly, audibly read the Bible. The Bible is offensive to many people today, and we need to forget that aspect of life and be the salt and light that God's called us to be. Get out of the closet. Be the salt in society. Get out of the closet and be light where we can be the illuminating factor in society. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about today taking our children. Taking our children. If you want to call a subtopic, we're talking about nanny state. Nanny state, where government feels that somehow, some way, they have the right to take control of the families and direct the morals, ethics, and the values in a family. But before we get into that aspect of it, let me just introduce today's broadcast by saying to you, did you know that every year, every 12 months in the United States of America, 250,000 new laws, ordinances, and resolutions are passed? You heard me. Not 25,000, not 250, 250,000 new ordinances, resolutions, and laws are passed in our nation. It is true. Between local, state, and national government, we continue to be burdened with the often harsh, restrictive, unconstitutional laws that's layered year by year on our citizens. Yet never do we hear of any removing of laws. Did you know that? Have you ever heard a legislator on his campaign say, we're going to remove some laws? Well, I heard something similar to that with President Trump. Said for every new restriction that's placed, they're going to have to remove 10. And he's been very successful in doing that, and I commend him for it. If you're not familiar with that, Google it. He is removing restrictions and ordinances that restrict the citizens in America. But getting back to the subject today, we're finding that there is it's rare, if not ever found, that a legislative body will pass a resolution or a law to remove some of the laws and ordinances on the books. And let me give you a good example of that. In New York City, as I speak, there's still a law on the book that says, and I quote, if you leave your dead mule on the sidewalk over 24 hours, you will be fined $3, end quote. Did you know that? It's been on the books now, as you would tell by the style of it, been on the books for many, many, many years. So keep in mind, if you're ever in New York City or the next time you're there, don't leave your dead mule on the sidewalk over 24 hours or you'll be fined $3. That's a good example of laws and restrictions and regulations and rules that city governments, county and state and federal governments place on the books that become more and more restrictive and burdensome for the citizens, we the people. Now, the fact is that here in Jacksonville, our own city council is now in the process of passing what I call an unconstitutional, illegal, unnecessary, socialistic law. It is Bill, write this down if you're where you can. It is Bill 2018, that's 2018-17, 2018-171. It is what is called the no-hit free zone, or the hit free zone. The hit free zone. Yes, you heard me. Where you can't hit anybody. But ladies and gentlemen, let me just interject a little thought. We already have assault and battery laws on the books. But this is a law that's brought up by the genius sponsor, Garrett Dennis, what I call our premier liberal socialist councilman. Now, some might be offended by that. I'm not, because you look at the legislation, even if you don't look back any further than just the legislation he's trying to jam through now. It is the hit-free zone, and it's designed, ladies and gentlemen, to prevent anyone, and I'll read the bill in a moment. It's not but two pages, but it's extremely, extremely onerous, dangerous, and unconstitutional, in my most humble opinion. It's illegal. It's unnecessary. But the bill could become law if passed Tuesday, that is tomorrow, the 8th of May, where the city council is meeting at 5 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this, and I'll say it two or three other times during the course of this broadcast. We need to examine the proposed bill and challenge every aspect of it. Whatever is in the bill, we need to challenge it because, may I remind us, this proposed bill challenges every listener. It will challenge you. It will challenge every parent. It will challenge every grandparent because the essence of the bill is to foreclose the responsibility of parents and to usurp the authority of parents and grandparents of the disciplining of your own child or your own grandchild. So let me give you the city council phone number right up front. The phone number you need to call, ladies and gentlemen, I'm calling you to action. I'm calling you to stand up as a believer. I'm calling you today to honor God. I'm calling you to dial 630-1377. 630-1377. And that's the main office for the city council. If you have your city councilman's name, call his name, ask for him, and talk with his administrative assistant if he hides in the closet and doesn't want to talk with you. That's what most of them do. But simply put, call 630-1377. Voice your opinion and tell city council no, no, no on any bill that will encroach on the civil liberties and will circumvent the parental rights, parental responsibilities, and God-given authority to discipline our own children. Here's the essence of Bill 2018-171. I have it in my hands. If you'll bear with me, I'm going to give you some excerpts from the bill. I'll give you the preamble. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the City Council Bill 2018-171. It is called the HIT Free Zone. Let me read you the resolution. A resolution supporting the passage of a policy designating HIT Free Zone in city-owned property and facilities. Training of employees, listen now, the training of employees for supportive intervention and posting of signage on city-owned property or facilities identifying the property as a HIT-free area, HIT-free zone or area, providing an effective date once it is passed. Read you some parts of it. The city of Jacksonville is invested in supporting safety, health, and nutrition, nurturing relationships and environments across the lifespan of all citizens in our community. Notice that word nurturing. Where in God's name in the city charter is the statement or the terminology where the city has the responsibility, the governing body has the responsibility of providing nurturing relationships? That's for homes. That's for families. That's for moms and dads. Since when is government responsible for family care? That's a question that you need to ponder. Further, the resolution or the proposed bill says, violence against children puts them at risk of developing increased aggression, antisocial behavior, and mental health problems, as well as physical injury. Wow. Now they're all of a sudden concerned about the kids in our community? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, a year ago when the city council passed the human reprobate ordinance, known as the HRO, allowing perverts and pedophiles and sodomites to enter the ladies' bathrooms, girls' dressing rooms, and showers and locker rooms, they weren't concerned about nurturing relationships then. They weren't concerned about the health problems and the physical injury to our kids. They weren't concerned about the mental health of our sons and daughters and children at all. But that's what this bill says. Further, it says ending violence against children and reduce the risk that any given child will suffer child abuse. Child abuse, when you're allowing sodomites and pedophiles and perverts to enter the bathrooms, and now all of a sudden you want to pass a bill that will restrict mom and dad and grandparents from their own responsibility, biblically speaking, of correcting and directing their children? The article, this bill, 2018-171. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, you can dial 630-1377, get straight through to City Hall and talk with them and let them know. In fact, you be kind, but demand, not a matter of please, would you, but demand as citizens, do not pass this bill. Withdraw the bill now. Stop any further erosion of the morals and ethics and values and families in our city. It's the usurping of authority of moms and dad. Gets back to the nanny state of taking our children and claiming that the state or the city government has the responsibility for them. This bill further says, research shows that when bad things happen to people as children, there's a strong connection to their lifelong physical and emotional health. And I say again, where were you, City Council? Where were you, Garrett Dennis, in passing the HRO that allows our kids to be abused by pedophiles and sodomites in our bathrooms and locker rooms and showers? And yet you have the gall to put this in written form that you want to protect our kids and their safety and their mental health? This bill goes further to say, the council believes that the community is committed to the well-being of children. The city can help to prevent and lessen lifelong consequences in violence by promoting the well-being of children and adults in our homes and communities. And I say again, ha, 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 if you will, and you're all of a sudden concerned about the well-being of kids, and you've already put a bill through, have the laws on the books now, that diminishes, devalues, and destroys our kids when sodomites and pedophiles and perverts and transsexuals catch them in the showers and the locker rooms and the bathrooms. This article says, no adult shall hit another adult. No adult shall hit a child. No child shall hit an adult, and no child shall hit another child. We already have assault and battery laws on the books, ladies and gentlemen. This is superfluous. This is not needed. This is an additional regulation that will regulate the movement, the motion, and the attitudes and the actions that's in the public arena coming from moms and dads. This bill further says the council has determined that it is appropriate to listen to train city employees so that all employees are prepared to provide supportive intervention within areas designated as hit-free zones. Wow. Now we're going to have city employees. Anybody that works for the city, lady, this is saying blanket, city employees, that's all ALL, city employees. Every city employee will go through training so that when they see you as a parent, when they see you as a grandparent holding your child's hand, that child tries to jerk his hand away and you swat him across the butt or you swat him on the arm, then all of a sudden you're child abusing and it's a hit-free zone. And as a result of that, the bias of that individual watching will have the prerogative, the privilege, the authority, and the power to in some way restrict your freedoms and your responsibility under the scripture, the word of God, for training that child, and will intervene in your life and your family life. The city employees of whatever mindset, whatever bias, whatever background will become the nanny state police in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, I don't know about you, but that riles me. I don't know about you, but that is onerous. I don't know about your thoughts. You may think this is wonderful that you want the city or the government, big government, to come in and become nanny state and rule over moms and dads and destroy families. I don't. This bill further says the purpose of the hit-free zone is to create and reinforce an environment of safety and comfort for all people who come into our city-owned property or facilities thereby. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the further part before the second page closes on this bill. And the training for city employees to provide for supportive intervention in conjunction with the hit-free zone policy. The administration is urged to work with constitutional officers, that means those that are elected, and allow them to develop policies for each of their own offices and facilities. What this literally means, what this will cause, is not a single policy, but every part of city, every city department will then work on their own little nitty-gritty as to how they want to manage your life and your family's life from their bias, from their background, from how they see your actions. Citizens will not know what the law says from venue to venue because it will change based on each office, each facility in the city setting up their own rules and regulations. Ladies and gentlemen, this is onerous. I don't know about you, but I'm very highly perturbed by this bill. May I remind us it's only a two-page bill, but may I remind us further that it is extremely dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in violation of our constitutional rights. This is dangerous. This bill should be canceled, it should be voted down, or it should be withdrawn. And it's urgent because they'll meet tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock. They've already had it in committee. This last meeting, they reversed it back to committee, so they need to think on it further because there was some pushback from some of the city council members. We'll read their statements in just a moment. But it needs to be voted down, it needs to be withdrawn, or it needs to be shelved in some fashion. Call City Council, 630-1377. Call them today and demand that this bill be voted down or withdrawn from any further consideration. We do not want a nanny state big government over our families in Jacksonville, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join in this dialogue and discussion, you can do so by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413. You get directly to my microphone, and we have the opportunity to discuss this. I want to hear from you. Are you interested? Is it bothering you? Does it rattle your cage, so to speak, that the city government's wanting to control your child, wanting to control you and how you discipline your child? Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child on the way he should go. That is the way his not the way his bent is leaning, but the way, the bent, the leaning that he should go. And when he will have become old, he will not depart from it. God charges you, mom and dad, with the responsibility of doing that, not the government. And the scripture says in Proverbs 22:15, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes a parent just needs to swat that child with his hand. Sometimes he needs to take a belt. Sometimes it's a switch. But ladies and gentlemen, it's the parent's responsibility to determine what level of discipline that child needs based on the word of God. not based on the nanny state government with some city worker deciding what you should do and what you should not do. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just take the next several minutes and literally examine this bill. I want to take this bill apart and lay out the fundamental pieces before you, our audience today. And you can still dial 401-1413, join in the dialogue and discussion, but keep in mind City Hall's number, City Council's number is 630-1317. You need to blast that telephone. You need to make that telephone ring off the hook for the balance of the day. You need to make sure that you get through to the City Council office, your city councilman, whatever district you're in, call that 630-1377 and tell them your district and ask them to let you speak to your city councilman and demand that this bill, this onerous, unconstitutional, illegal, very vague bill, that it be withdrawn or voted down. Number one, this bill is unconstitutional, for it attempts to usurp parental authority. God has given parents the biblical mandate, the exclusive authority to discipline your child. Number two, the bill is vague and will leave the final rules and regulations and enforcement guidelines up to the mayor's office and not to the law enforcement sheriff's office. You hear me? It's leaving it up to the embedded bureaucrats to make a determination on how this bill, once it is passed in its vague, negative, illegal, unconstitutional form, it's going to leave it up to the bureaucrats to decide how they can enforce it on moms and dads. Number three, this bill is a direct attempt to have government decide what parents can or cannot do in relationship to their own families. Number four, this law, when enacted, will allow enforcement to be done by city employees. This will allow serious overreach. It will allow vague biasness. And the bullying, yes, I'm using the term, will allow the bullying by city government against the parents. That's unconstitutional, ladies and gentlemen. We ought not to have a city where parents are frightened to death to get into public venues. We ought not to have it where the citizens are frightened to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill will cover all city buildings, all city offices, all parks, all community centers, all city pools, all stadiums, all municipal arenas. You hear me? How many events do you go to each year? If you go to a football game, if you go to any sport events, if you go to any of the stadiums or the community centers, if you go to a community center for a recreation center, you go to the parks and the city parks, et cetera, et cetera. Somebody as a city employee will be watching you. They will be watching you. You will be under the magnifying glass of a biased city worker that does not know your heart, your relationship to Jesus Christ, and ultimately could care less about your responsibility to direct and to correct your child. Number five, we already have assault and battery laws on the books. It protects everybody that this bill is supposed to protect. It covers every arena, every area, not just city property, but any place where a person is hit or is struck by another. The assault and battery laws already cover it. Where do you have that? May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, this will put a cold chill on every parent's freedom to be in the public with their child. Number six, one section of the bill, line 17 in the bill, talks about mental health problems of children. What is more harmful than having city pass an HRO, city government, city councilman to pass a human rights ordinance, which allows sodomites and perverts to go into the ladies' room, the girls' room, the women's bathrooms, the locker rooms, the dressing rooms. And now the city is all of a sudden concerned about the mental health of our children? There's a Greek word for that. It's called horse feathers. That's a lie. That's all icing on the cake to make it sound as though the city wants to protect you and your child. This bill is designed from a socialist, illegal, unconstitutional bent and mindset. Has nothing to do with what ought to be the responsibility of city government. Councilman Al Ferrero said justification for this bill were double talk and unmoored in specifics, including the dispensation of the next mayor and potential constitutional officers that may have to enforce this measure. And I agree with Al Ferrero. He's one of the few that takes a stand for that which is right, that which is moral, that which is godly on the city council. He further says, this thing's going to grow and grow and grow, and it's going to ultimately get teeth, and everything that this government touches ultimately expands, end quote. That's true. Ladies and gentlemen, if this ordinance passes, it's not a matter of what's in it now. It's a matter of them tweaking it in the future and making it more have more teeth in it and more restrictions in it. For you, it's not a matter once a bill passes what's in it then. Once it ultimately passes, as they look at it, as the bureaucrats look at it, they will tweak it and tweak. They don't have to go back before the city council. They don't have to go back for a vote. They don't have to go back and notify the general public. They just tweak the regulation for what they feel is necessary. Even a liberal councilman, Scott Wilson, and he is liberal, supposed to be Republican. He is a rhino, Republican in name only. But even the liberal Scott Wilson said, the responsibility will create tensions between employees and residents of our city when enforcement becomes necessary, with other potential dire consequences as a result. And Dennis Garrett, or Garrett Dennis, the one that is the sponsor of the bill, says he would give Lenny Curry administration, quote, full discretion as to how to craft the policy, including its enforcement. This so-called hit-free zone is a pushback. We need to push back, ladies and gentlemen, and say no, no, no to big government's further intrusion into our families. May I remind us, the seventh thing is based on this vague overreach law. Any city employee can watch a parent touch a child, can watch a parent swat the child, watch the parent even put his hand on the child. And his bias, that is the city employee's bias, his objection or his background, he as a city worker could file charges or have charges filed by a police officer and ticket the parent and ultimately cause some disruption in the home as potential of having that child removed from the home. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gross intrusion into our families, into Vol County. The city, according to the bill, has no idea of the cost to enact this bill. They have no idea of what it's going to cost to enforce it. They said it could be from $5,000 to $50,000 or $100,000. They have no idea. It's simply vaguely and unconstitutionally and illegally written. So, ladies and gentlemen, the safety, the sanctity, and the security of our families is squarely in your hands. You can dial 630-1377, City Council office, 630-1377. That's the City Council's main number. That's 630-1377. And demand that this onerous, illegal bill be withdrawn or voted down in tomorrow's meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, we're facing the enemy, and the enemy is Satan in the form of Garrett Dennis and this illegal intrusion into our families. I pray that you will act based on what you feel God would have you to do. And thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.